Good afternoon. A cold front, which produced showers the first half of the day across a good chunk of interior New York and New England, continues to make progress through New England on its way off the eastern seaboard. With it, from west to east, will go the wet weather, and we'll have gradually improving conditions as we get deeper into the afternoon from west to east, with bright spots and an eventual return to sunshine. However, also behind the front, a developing northwest breeze will pick up, and temperatures will not be nearly as warm as the last couple of days. Still, though, we'll reach the lower to mid-60s on average across the region, with some places across the higher terrain staying in the upper 50s. High pressure will build in from the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes tonight, and skies will be partly cloudy. It'll allow temperatures to drop back, though, and readings will be in the upper 30s to around 40 for overnight lows. That same high pressure will keep it dry tomorrow, with a mix of sun and clouds will rebound back into the upper 50s. We'll begin the next warming trend on Friday, full sunshine all day long and pleasantly mild with highs in the lower 60s. The next system will approach for the weekend. Out ahead of it, a south wind flow will push temperatures into the mid-60s on Saturday. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds during the day, and there is the chance of a late-day shower or thunderstorm as the warm front pushes by. We'll be in that warm zone of air on Saturday night and into the day on Easter Sunday, when high temperatures are expected to be in the 70s. Though with the next front heading through from the west on Sunday, we do run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. Behind that front, we'll cool it back into the lower 60s on Monday and 50s on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level trough is forecast to remain over much of the West Coast through the end of the week, which will allow a surface front to slowly track through the Pacific Northwest, Northern Great Basin, and Intermountain region. Widespread rain is forecast for much of coastal California, northward to Washington, and into the Northern Rockies, with snow for the higher terrain across that same region. Heavy snow will likely occur in the Northern Cascades and the Sierras over the next few days. Rain and mountain snow will spread into the northern high plains as a cold front crosses the Rockies into the day tomorrow. Meanwhile, showers and thunderstorms will span from the southern Rockies to the upper Midwest as a surface front slowly moves south and east through the central United States. Some of the thunderstorms today across portions of New Mexico and western Texas may turn severe, in addition to producing periods of heavy rain. The Storm Prediction Center has identified the western portions of the southern plains as having a slight risk of severe thunderstorms embedded within some of the rain, and the heavier rain will continue with areas of flash flooding. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at Fort Myers, Florida, Laredo and McAllen, both in Texas, Ocotillo Wells, California, and Eloy, Arizona, to a low of 6 at Gothic, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine, lower 70s, Boston mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms near 70, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 57 degrees, the average low, 36, the record high, 84, set in 1977, and the record low, 13, in 1874. Sunrise this morning was at 6:18 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:34 p.m., 13 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine, breezy, cooler today with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the 30s to around 40. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, any showers will give way to drier weather, even some sunshine coming back through the end of the day, breezy with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine, breezy and cooler today with highs in the upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, any showers will move through and drying out during the afternoon with increasing sunshine, breezy today with highs in the lower to mid 60s. partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Clouds giving way to increasing sunshine this afternoon, breezy with highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy upper 50s, sunny lower 60s Friday. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Saturday, chance of a late-day shower or thunderstorm mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers or thunderstorms on Easter Sunday, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler Monday, lower 60s, and back to the 50s under mostly sunny skies on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.